Trip receivers to the near side. One receiver to the far side. Floyd, the deep back. Bartlett on third down and 18. Need to get to the 40 for a first down. In standing for the Bolts, one deep safety. Deep safety is Ethan Cox. Getting the snap is Bartlett. He's back to throw. Four-man rush. Five-step drop. He pump fakes. He fires one deep over the middle of the field. And an over-the-shoulder interception is made between the hash marks and numbers on the far side by Kate Ayers at the 35-yard line of Thunder Basins. Ayers read that one perfectly. Playing center field. That's Kate's third interception of the season. That is tied for the lead in the state of Wyoming. And we may have just had our first huge momentum shift in this ball game. 4:23 left first quarter, no score. Second down and 8 for Cheyenne Central from their own 38. Two receivers far side, two receivers stacked near side. Talich goes in motion. They'll fake it to him. And a big hole for Bartlett. He leaps a man at the 45 across midfield between the hashes and numbers. And he breaks loose outside the numbers 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, near sideline, 5, and into the green end zone for an Indian touchdown. Keegan Bartlett breaks loose and runs it in from 62 yards out. And Cheyenne Central draws first blood. They lead it 6-0. Ayers from 27 yards out from the middle of the field, approaches the football. He swings his right leg. It's an end-over-end kick, and it barely gets through the left upright. Kate Ayers boots it through. 5:03 to play in the third quarter. Thunder Basin on the board. It's the Indians 7. It's the number 3 Bolts 3. It's a close one in Gillette. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Bolt football. 24 seconds left, third quarter. 7-3 Indians. It has been a tight one. It's been a dogfight and a defensive struggle in front of a great crowd here in Gillette at Thunder Basin Stadium. Midnight blue skies, the lights are on, the lucid moon shining, hanging above. First and 10 Bolts, receivers far side, one receiver near side. Central showing a blitz, they don't come though. Play action pass, slant route, caught over the middle, lock for Edwards. He breaks loose down the middle of the field between the hashes. The 50, 45, 40, running diagonally across the 30, the 20, outside the numbers, 10, 5, touchdown in the green end zone. Lafra Boys takes it to the crib. There's the spark Thunder Basin needed. A 70-yard touchdown on the pitch and catch on the slant route to Caden LaFramboise. Ryan Baker gets his 8th touchdown pass of the season. LaFramboise gets his 3rd receiving score of the year. And for the first time in this game, Thunder Basin has the lead in Gillette. Bolts trying to hang on and move to 3-1 on the year. Indians trying to get their first win of the season. It's 0-3, Cheyenne Central down by just 3 to the number 3 team in the state. On the road, 4th-and-4 Indians. Talish in motion across the face mask of Bartlett. Bartlett's going to keep him himself. Quarterback draw off a left tackle. He is surrounded. He is stood up. And he is ripped down and gang tackled by a cadre of Bolts. No gain on the play and a turnover on downs. What a job by that Bolt offensive line. Eli Church is in there wreaking havoc along with others. The clock. 10 seconds to go in this game. 10-7 Bolts. The Indians need to inch closer to try to attempt a field goal. They have one play to really do that. Four receivers for the Indians. Bartlett the pistol. He gets a chest high snap. Back to throw. He fires far sideline. His arm was hit by Darius Felton as he threw it. He got hit on the right elbow by the blue gloves of Felton. And it's incomplete on the far boundary. Now 6 seconds to play in the game. The Indians have one timeout left as Thunder Basin tries to hang on here at home in Gillette. It's 10-7 Bolts. Well, man, the Indians could try for the end zone here, or they could try to get a couple of yards and get a quick timeout with 6 seconds left. Three receivers near side. Third down and 5 from the 35, 6 seconds to play. Bartlett gets the snap. He looks, he fires, the pass is batted down. Finally, Gatlin at the 20-yard line. The clock shows 0 seconds. Central wants 1 second up there. When it dropped incomplete, I believe there was 1 second left. We will see in a moment. Now they're going to say put 2 seconds up there. Another chance for the Indians. 10-7 Bolts. Timeout Cheyenne Central. They want to discuss this final play. The conclusion of this game when we come back. It's Thunder Basin 10. It's Cheyenne Central 7. Will the Bolts hang on? You're listening to Thunder Basin Football. To play in this game. 0-3 Cheyenne Central against number 3 Thunder Basin. It's 10-7 Bolts. The Indians are going to try to tie this game with a field goal opportunity from Brock Peterson. It would be his first attempt of the year. And it's right down the middle of the field. And it will be from 47 yards out. Peterson, a right-footed kicker from 47 yards to tie this game with no time remaining. The kick is up. It's got the distance, and it's wide left! It's wide left! He missed it! Listen to the Basin Nation as they rejoice! The Thunder Basin Bolts hang on here at Thunder Basin Stadium and defeat Cheyenne Central 10-7. The Bolts scored 10 unanswered points in that third quarter and then hold off the Indians to win this ball game. With the win, Thunder Basin improves to 3-1 on the season. And they keep Cheyenne Central winless as the Indians fall to 0-4.